views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. For those of you just tuning into this hour, for those of you that have been with us, hey, welcome back. What a great, great day this is. I get to talk to some of the coolest people that are doing some of the most amazing work in the world. And I got to give a shout out to Taylor and Benny. These are the guys, along with Chris and Brian and Christy and the folks at WBLQ and all of the other networks that pick us up, CBS, CRN, and everybody in between that push all the right buttons to get this show out to you wherever you are. Benny, Taylor, how are you today? Well, let's say Taylor. How are you, Taylor?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm going to pull a prosperity card today before I introduce my very special guest for the show. So let's hit it.
Now, here's Dr. Pat's prosperity message of the day.
Woohoo!
Hey, everybody, this is it. If you want to find out more about my friend Heidi Baer, who has created this card, go to prosperitycards.com. Today's card, I have an attitude of gratitude, prosperity law number 22. Thankfulness is a deep appreciation for everything you have in your life. Approach life with an attitude of gratitude, and you will enjoy all you now have and all that is to come. Now, for those of you out there that are thinking, okay, I don't have a gift yet for people, what I want to do is send you to this website, prosperitycards.com. And if you're thinking about what should I give somebody for the holidays, these make great, great gifts. So there you go. Thank you, Heidi, for keep doing what you're doing and doing it so well. You know, I was teasing a little bit about this being the new moon in Sagittarius and, you know, how adventurous and it's expansive that is. And, you know, what happens is I get to talk to a couple of people today that are demonstrating that expansiveness. One of them is my friend, colleague, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, who's joining us here today. First off, he's going to take on a very important topic for today around the holidays. But Benny and I have been able to take this journey with him, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, down the road of putting a book proposal together, which he did about a year ago, I think. Maybe it's longer than that, but it feels like just a year ago. The book is The Fear and Anxiety Solution, a breakthrough process for healing and empowerment with your subconscious mind. Now, let me just say, not only is this a best-selling book, but this is the 2012 USA Best Book Award winner in the category of Best New Self-Help Book and an international bestseller on Amazon. Wow. How cool is this to watch the level of change and inspiration that someone like Dr. Friedemann Schaub is taking out into the world? It is our honor, and it is a true blessing to have him on this show to chat with all of us. Dr. Friedemann, welcome to the show. My gosh, do you have to pinch yourself to realize that you're not dreaming?
Well, I think Christmas came early this year for me, so I'm done. Yeah, I do have to pinch myself at times, and I'm incredibly grateful and feel blessed. And you know what I really also love is the testimonials that people are writing on Amazon, for example, about the book, and that means almost more to me than the book award, because it really shows that people are taking whatever this book is meaning to them to their heart, and it makes a difference in their lives. And I'm just really thrilled, because that was really the intention about the book, to have a wide audience or help a wide audience to go through a challenge that is so common and so, for many, difficult to resolve, which is fear and anxiety. So I'm really grateful that I have the opportunity and had the opportunity to write this book, that it is so well received, and I hope it's going to just continue to help people to make a difference in their lives.
Well, there's no question about that. And, you know, this is something that, you know, those of us here at the Dr. Pat Show on Transformation Talk Radio, I mean, this is something that we've been able to experience with you along the way. And we know that you make a difference. We know that your work profoundly changes the lives of the people that you work with. And, you know, today you're taking on a topic that is so important for folks. I mean, we're getting ready to really creep into the major aspects of the holiday season, and, you know, stress is an understatement that most people experience, but it's also a time of joy. You know, so today, I'd love to hear from you about how we twist that stress into joy. And, you know, what is it we do to create the stress during the holidays?
Well, you know, I think the joy gets often crowded out by stress. The intentions are there to make it a joyful experience. But, that's in some ways what we do. It's the same thing with, or very similar with, the wedding day, where it's this big, big, stressful time beforehand, and then it's done in a blur, and you're so exhausted in the middle of it that you cannot really enjoy it as much. And that's what is happening for many people with the holidays, too. The preparations start early. The thinking begins of, you know, now who gets what, and I need to still find a gift for Uncle George, and they're never happy with what I give them. So there are already these little concerns and worries that are festered inside of us. And then, of course, lo and behold, these lists start to appear, and the list we are making and trying to stay on top of everything, but just new tasks are coming up, new demands, new obligations, and at some point we just feel that the time just to the actual events is getting too short. The pile is just mounting in front of us. We are getting frustrated. We are feeling overwhelmed. We are feeling worried that there may be disappointment. I mean, these are just a few of the usual suspects that are happening every year. And every year I hear people saying, this year we're going to do it totally different. We are not giving any gifts. We are making it very easy. It's going to be completely laid back. But that's never happening, because something is setting in. It's almost like there is this energy of frenzy that starts around the holidays. And it's really us that need to be mindful and say, is this really worth it? Is it really what we want? Or are we in some ways wasting a wonderful opportunity to, you know, maybe enjoy something in a more mindful way, or for some even in a spiritual way, where it's really going back to what is actually the meaning of the holidays. And so it's just my intention for this show, to help people to have a few tools and few reminders that may help them to shift before it's too late into a more stress-free and relaxed holiday season.
You know, one of the things that, you know, we're talking about today as well is, you know, what does the holiday season mean? And, you know, Dr. Friedman, I want to ask you about this. Some people say that it's really, really difficult, you know, to have a great holiday, given the level of, you know, change that's been out there, loss, grief, so forth and so on. Where does living an anxiety-free and stress-free life begin?
You know, I think for me, the holidays mean especially that it's the time where we are really entering into into winter time, and the year is ending. And of course, there are the whole spiritual connotations of Christianity, but also Judaism, and even paganism, with the winter solstice. But ultimately, it's the time of introspection. It's the time where we should get closer together, where we shouldn't really run around like crazy, because when you look at the traditional times where the work in the field is done, there is nothing that really needs to be attended to. It is that time where you are getting closer and where you actually spend these evenings together to talk and to connect, and that's not really what's happening. I mean, this has got lost in many ways of trying to make it memorable, but instead, just creating this this feeling that there was a blur, and all of a sudden it's over, and that's I think a challenge for us to really understand what are actually the expectations that we have, but also what are the expectations of those that we want to make happy. And I think sometimes we are just crossing wires, because ultimately from many people I've talked to, most people want the same. They don't want to be stressed. They don't want to be in a frenzy. They don't want to spend days and days in the mall. But nobody actually communicates and says, let's make a pact. Let's really say, okay, this year it's going to be without any kind of big consumerism. We're just going to make it really about us and about relationships and about getting closer, and also maybe about really savoring the time we have, because it is every time when a year ends a reminder that life is not really forever. There is an end point, and for us it's important to enjoy and really appreciate the time that we have together, and what better opportunity than the holidays.
This is great, because this is, this is really, this show today, Dr. Friedman, is about setting a platform for how we can have a different experience this holiday season. What is it about living through the stress of your life, becoming stress-free, and replacing those anxiety-driven limiting beliefs that Dr. Schaub does so well, helps people with? What can we learn from today's show so that you can begin to create that shift that's going to make this holiday season the best ever? Let's take a short break. But for those of you out there that want to find out more about his book, go to the website, thefearandanxietysolution.com, thefearandanxietysolution.com. You can get it on Amazon and much more. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.
Little red hen, you ain't been home since Lord knows when. Hey, Baba Reba.
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 Yes, your baby knows.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Said the little red rooster to the little red hen, you ain't been home since Lord knows when. Hey, Baba Reba.
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 Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For those of you out there, I want to make sure that you have lots of information about Dr. Friedemann Schaub, who's joining me here today. He is a regular on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. His work has helped people all over the globe. You know, he works with folks in places and helps them go through such a wide array of issues and things that are holding them back. There are a couple things you should know about him. If you want a copy of his book, what you want to do is go to the website, thefearandanxietysolution.com. If you go to amazon.com, check out what people are saying about this book and about the CD that's available also. And if you want to find out more about his work, you know, there's a place for you to look at the services he provides, especially around, you know, areas of your life that you're just tired of experiencing and going through. Dr. Schaub, thank you for joining us here today. Hey, you know, let's talk about stress. What I said before the break is, look, you know, we all want to experience a juicy, joyful holiday. We all want to experience that. What are these stress traps? Tell us a little bit about them, and how do they show up? What do they look like, and how the heck do we get out of them?
Well, one of the stress traps, I think, is that our goals for the holidays are becoming too ambitious and too unrealistic. You know, we are hosting too many people. We may want to. My mom was a classic example. Every time, until she learned finally, every time on Christmas, she came out with some fancy cookbook and she cooked something that she'd never done before. And I would say at least 4 out of 5 times, it was a complete disaster, you know, whether it was some kind of a Polish pheasant or some carp that, or some fish that, you know, nobody really could eat because it was just not tasting really well. It was not that she was a bad cook. It was just that she tried to be extra fancy and made these big goals, and somehow it didn't work out. So to make an executive decision for these holidays to be memorable and manageable and not something that really goes beyond something that you can handle, and you can already predict, you can already see, okay, this is too much. We have too many people coming, too many events going, too many obligations that we have signed up for. So also make an executive decision sometimes to say no. Like my wife always says, no is a full sentence. And if you don't want to say no, you can do something that, especially for people that really want to create a wonderful, juicy event, it's hard, which is to delegate and to engage others and to actually say, you know what, I cannot do this. Let's ask someone else to make the turkey this year, or let someone ask someone else to host the dinner, and just make it this time a little bit easier on yourself. Then there is, of course, that we are seeing everything as equally important. That's one of the classic stress traps in the holidays, that we just cannot really decide which is important to address right now, which task or which project, and which can we just put on the side. And that's another thing where ideally you want to actually talk with your family about this, or you're sitting down and you're making your executive list where you are writing down all the projects that needs to be done, and then you actually take time to prioritize them. And I always like the three steps to prioritization, which are looking for what external conditions may be just, you know, putting this project on the top, for example, a deadline, or, you know, it's, you know, you can only get something at a certain time. Then you ask what gives you the greatest leverage, you know, where you, for example, know that, well, we definitely need to have, you know, a bigger table, and so I'm going to get that because that's going to get me ready then also to, you know, get ready for the invitation and put the dinner table already up. So things where you know you can actually make the biggest change with just addressing one of the projects. And then, of course, the most overlooked prioritization point is that what gives you the most joy. That is the most gratifying for you. And, you know, some people, I know this also from my relatives, that last minute go and get a haircut, or last minute they get a pedicure, although they really love it, but that's going to be shoved to the back burner, although it's rejuvenating them. So why not saying this holiday season, you know, I'm going to actually do this balance. I'm giving out, but I'm also taking something in. I'm also taking time for myself so that I'm actually, when the holidays are around, feel centered and feel good and feel rejuvenated and not really just basically at the bottom of the barrel of my energy.
You know, this is really kind of interesting. We're talking about this. I know you've talked about this so often. We get caught in, and you called it a stress trap. That is a perfect way to describe it, because it is this, oh, my gosh, you know, how do I take care of myself? I mean, how do I do this thing? How can I even trust, Dr. Friedman, that if I go get that manicure and pedicure, I'm going to feel good about myself? Well, I will tell you that for myself, I went out Friday, I got a manicure, a pedicure, and I got my hair cut. And, you know, it does make a difference. But, you know, sometimes, right, we're affected by our families and the people around us. And they're like, oh, my God, you know, why are you going and doing that? You haven't even bought the turkey yet. So how do we handle the stress trap that comes from the influence of other people?
Well, that's just, you know, I think the hidden but really the true number one stress point, the family dynamics. And there is probably no family out there that doesn't have a little bit of friction going on around the holidays, because you are usually coming together and don't see yourself maybe that often or maybe in those numbers. And after a while, there's just then this tension building, or you just have already some kind of expectations of buttons being pushed. And so what can you do to, you know, avoid feeling disrespected or ignored or judged or rejected or underappreciated? Well, I think one of the things is that you already pretty much know who's coming and you know what's coming. And so for you to already prepare yourself and already know, okay, I know exactly there are certain comments or certain opinions or certain actions I used to take personally. And you're just going to notice that. You're just going to really track back and realize, you know, I know exactly when we are talking about politics or when we are talking about my weight or when we are talking about, you know, the children, there's just something that makes me automatically irritated and automatically feel like on shaky ground and I'm losing my center. So how do you stay in center? Well, the first thing is really that you ask yourself, who is this actually coming from? You know, this, what is really true, that saying that perception is projection is especially in these situations very important to remind yourself of. And what that basically means is what people are perceiving in others is to 90% a projection on themselves. So in that regard, you can really ask yourself, does this person really see me? Or does this person basically just look through its own projection filters and doesn't really respond to me, but really just acts according to what's going on inside? And, you know, when you really ask yourself that question, you know that's the truth. And the other thing, of course, is also the question is, does whatever this person says say more about me, or does it say more about him or her, which is, you know, going along those lines? And just allowing these two questions can give you a room to breathe, because you say, okay, now I can not take this so personally, because I can actually realize that this comes from, you know, from this or that source. Then the next step, which I think is really empowering, is to ask yourself, how can I have a little bit more compassion and understanding for this person? You know, what we usually do is to either we take it on, absorb it, or we are trying to defend ourselves and block the comments off or block this energy of negativity off. But in both cases, we are creating just more friction and more tension. So what we really need to do is just to deflate all of that by getting more compassion and understanding for the other person. You know, when somebody, for example, always criticizes and judges, what is really going on? Do they just want to have a little bit more attention? You know, I know from a recent family gathering where there was a distant relative that I actually didn't even know. It was a relative of my wife. I mean, she's a person who is known to always somehow find a critical remark and always a hurtful remark. Wow. And what I really felt was that this person just wants attention. All she really wants is just to have somebody who is noticing her. So I was sitting next to her and pretty much talked for her, to her all evening, and she was the smoothest and kindest person for the rest of the time. All it took was just to give her exactly what she really wanted. And, you know, basically it's just a very clumsy way of getting that attention and getting noticed where otherwise she feels invisible. And, you know, so these are just a few ways for you to make it easier and actually be proactive in creating an atmosphere of balance and peace, rather than just bracing yourself and wondering, okay, I hope it's going to go well, or I can't wait until it's over.
You know, this is really, we're just for those of you out there, we've got more to come in speaking with Dr. Friedemann Chow. When we come back, we're actually going to give away a copy of his book. But, you know, what can you do when you do get triggered by those old family dynamics? You know, what is it about that affects you at a deep emotional level? Do you feel judged? Do you feel rejected or underappreciated? What is it about this that Dr. Friedemann Chow can share with us today so that you know when it comes at you, you know what to do with it? And when we come back, we're going to give away a copy of his book and much more on the Dr. Pat Show. Stay tuned, everyone. We will be right back with the show.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call. Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum
that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is having.
We would like to ask you to join Michael Shane and the Ascension Foundation in a special holiday giveaway. Throughout the year, the Ascension Foundation has sponsored a number of amazing healing events with Michael Shane and the Ascended Masters. With the help and support of those who participated, we raised $1,000 and want to give this to one special family this holiday season. We invite you to write in and recommend a family to receive this special gift. Please email us by midnight, Wednesday, December 19th, at info@michaelshane.com with your reason for nominating this family, their contact information, and any other information that will help us with our decisions. A panel headed by the Ascension Foundation will select the family on Friday, December 21st. Again, that's info@michaelshane.com. That's info@michaelshane.com. For more information, you can also call the Ascension Foundation at 1-800-508-6437.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedemann Schaub's new book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to address the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and transform these emotions into catalysts for confidence, self-worth, and success. Get your copy now and visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here. Amazing speaker, best-selling author, award-winning book. I want to let everybody know that if you want to find out more about this book, certainly you can go to Amazon.com and check it out, The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Look at all the reviews. People are raving about this book. People like you and me that know what it's like to get stuck in the muck and get the kind of solution that we want to work on a permanent basis. You know, I think folks are like ready to move beyond the Band-Aids in their lives. And I know that for me, I certainly have come to that realization. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is also giving away a copy of the book right now to folks out there. And we would love to give you a copy. First caller calling into the show right now. 1-800-930-2819, toll-free in the Dr. Pat Show, 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to give you a copy of the book. Dr. Friedemann, thank you so much for joining us here today. You know, you get to work with a lot of people, and I bet, you know, for you, super busy this time of year, so many things around the holidays and, you know, especially around the loss of loved ones, whether it's a family member or so forth. And I was telling you during the break, you know, I know when my mom passed away very suddenly from a heart attack, my stepmom, I know that, you know, many of us sat around and said, you know, she just would not want us to be sitting here doing this. She would want us to be down at the local bingo place playing bingo, sipping on coffee and having a good time. But it's hard to get from the loss we feel to that place that our loved ones may want us to be. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, and it's another way also, I mean, in some ways you could say giving yourself permission to slow down because, the loss certainly brings in a different element. It's the element of grief. It's the element of sadness, of missing those people, which automatically puts a little damper on. And you can see it as, well, we are holding ourselves back from really having a lot of joy and pleasure during this time. But you may also see it a little bit as, well, it's a reminder of, you know, what really this is about. This is about to share love, and it's a sharing the time we have together and really connecting from the heart. So it can be also really a little bit in a positive adjustment. I know that the first year after my parents died was certainly a time where I missed them a lot, and I really, was certainly thinking with a little bit of pain at all the wonderful holidays and Christmas times we had together. But there was also, for me, then again, the reminder of savoring the moment and enjoying life as we have it right now, you know, having it in a way where, maybe your awareness and your appreciation is greater than if you don't really have this kind of loss or this kind of pain to go through. So I never really avoid pain. I always think pain is for us something that is basically a signal for us to make some adjustments. And one of those adjustments that I made and that I continue to make through the holidays is really to see it more as an internal and an experience that is about sharing really love and compassion rather than sharing amazing and expensive gifts. But one of the topics you also mentioned, you know, talking about relatives, is the other, side of the coin where actually the relatives are too close or you're getting triggered by them by feeling, you know, angered or judged or criticized or these kind of things. And we already talked a little bit about this before, but, you know, despite all those good thoughts, you may still feel that there is stress or tension. And one of the exercises that I love to share with people, it's very simple, is to be aware of how you're internally interpreting whatever this person does or whoever this person is that really rubs you the wrong way, that pushes your buttons. And what I'm talking is about is the internal interpretation on a subconscious level. You know, intellectually we can say, oh, this is just, you know, Aunt Anne or, you know, Uncle George, or we don't have to really take it personally. You know, after they have a few drinks, they just get really annoying. But that's not necessarily happening. What's, you know, on a deeper level, you still feel the emotions and you still feel all this, you know, all your hair standing up and you still feel defensive. So that's more than the subconscious response. And if you become aware of how your subconscious sees Aunt Anne or Uncle George, then you can actually change it. And so all you need to do, basically, there are four very simple steps. The first step is that you are already, you know, beforehand, go and close your eyes and observe when you think about, you know, maybe the last time you got together and your buttons got pushed. When you think about that, what internal image or what kind of movie do you see? And when you see that picture or that little movie of that situation, just make sure that you see it as if you are looking from the outside at yourself and whatever situation, whatever person was there involved. And then notice, and that's going to be very interesting, notice if what you see there internally and what actually is reality are the same thing, or if they are completely different. And what many people are noticing, especially when they feel anxious or afraid of a person, that in that internal representation, that internal interpretation, they appear smaller and the person that scares them appears bigger. Or they're like in the background somewhere in the dark, and that person that, you know, always makes them somehow feel insecure seems more bright in the foreground. And that's kind of what happens on a subconscious level. These distortions, these generalizations, these ways of making basically that inner picture scary so that you have to protect yourself is something that naturally the subconscious does because it wants to keep you safe. But you don't have to let the subconscious just sit there in this protective mechanism and saying, you know, okay, you better hide out, you better shut up, you better make yourself small so that you don't get hurt. You can actually change it. And that's, you know, the step where you are actually signaling to your subconscious how you want this relationship to be. So you can internally simply make yourself more to the foreground or make yourself bigger than this person because you realize this person is completely childish, didn't really outgrow the old bullying behavior from the past or whatever you know about the person that you want to actually teach your subconscious. You can put this into that picture and all of a sudden your feeling's going to change. Your feeling's going to actually feel more that you have your power back because you know it's your choice to take something personally or not, and it's your choice to perceive this person the way you actually know is true. And if you are adjusting this inner picture, you will notice your emotions going to change. And if you practice this a little bit, next time you see Aunt Anne or Uncle George, you're going to feel completely different.
I love that. And, you know, this is part of, you know, this is a small part of the work that you do, Dr. Friedman. And thank you so much for the book giveaway. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, you know, we want to talk with all of you about how to retrain your subconscious, what you could do about it, and how do you create the opening for the best holiday and the future of your life. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak.
Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know, today we've talked about a number of different things around the holiday season. But I do want to say that, you know, what Dr. Friedemann Schaub is talking about now, you know, it goes beyond just the holiday season. It really is an invitation to create the most joyful life you can even imagine. It doesn't matter, you know, what circumstances you're experiencing right now in life. He's worked with people all over the world to help them move beyond whatever they're stuck in, and you know, open the door for an amazing, amazing life. You know, Dr. Friedemann, thank you so much for joining us here today. You know, first of all, let's give out your website, and then also, what are some of the tips for this holiday that we can, you know, make sure that we follow and create the shift that we so long for?
Well, the website, the easiest is thefearandanxietysolution.com, thefearandanxietysolution.com in one word. There is another website, the Cellular Wisdom. It's called Cellular Wisdom, not Cellular Wisdom. CellularWisdom.com in one word. And I'm offering free phone consultations. So if you are interested in finding out more how you can profoundly change and transform out of feeling insecure, anxious, or stressed, and really find more out about yourself so that you can be truly empowered and confident and create the life that you want, just give us a call at 866-903-6463, 866-903-6463. Now, you know, there are many things, of course, how we can make the holiday season more memorable and more meaningful to all of us, but I think one of the keys that I found is unfortunately often overlooked is the key of appreciation. You know, we do appreciate on Thanksgiving each other or life, and, you know, some people have the tradition at dinner to go around and, you know, everybody says a few words on what they're grateful for, but then we're pretty much done for the year. And that really doesn't cut it, because we do ask so much from ourselves, and we do ask so much from life, that we have to really practice appreciation every day. And so really getting together with your family or friends, and really, even though you don't have to really express that, but looking at those people and appreciating all of who they are, appreciating just what they bring into your life, and really appreciating their presence, their presence energetically and physically, not the presence, and appreciating, you know, how they have been affecting you or how they were maybe open to receive from you. That really makes a big difference, because it really opens your heart. You know, stress, busyness, anxiety, it closes our heart. And it may sound trite, but the truth is, if you have a closed heart, you cannot enjoy, no matter what it is. It can be the most lavish event, but with a closed heart, it just has no meaning to you, because nothing comes in and nothing comes out. And the best opener of the heart is appreciation. And don't forget to appreciate yourself. You know, I have for years now given my clients a little exercise to do that surprisingly at the beginning, they often forget to actually follow through with. And the reason is that this exercise is about self-appreciation. And we are just not used to appreciate ourselves. When I grew up, I was always told, if you appreciate yourself, you're arrogant, you're just, basically getting too full of yourself. So don't really think about the good things that you have been doing or the good things that you are. And I think that creates exactly the opposite. It creates a disharmony inside of us, and you're just always pushing yourself harder and never really getting anything positive internally back. So practice appreciation. Take a little, notebook. Maybe that can be your gift for this holiday season, to start this practice, to buy yourself a beautiful self-appreciation book, and write down every day at least two or three things that you did appreciate about yourself on that day. And rather than being just like general, like, yeah, I'm friendly, I'm smart, I'm clean, get specific. Really write down specifically what you noticed about yourself that you did well, or that you have, expressed as a part of you that shows who you are. Many times we are only appreciating what we have been doing well, and we are not really realizing what this says about ourselves. You may have helped out a friend. What does it say about you? It says that you're compassionate, that you're caring. Or maybe you have been really, on time, and that really shows that you do respect others, or you respect their time. So really go a little bit deeper than just looking at the actions, and look more at what it says about yourself, because the actions are fleeting. An action is done, and the next day you want more. But if you actually look at the qualities that these actions express, then you really have more an infinite amount of things to appreciate that is permanent with you. And this will definitely open your eyes and will open your heart to not only see yourself in a brighter light, but also see the holidays in a brighter light, and make it the most memorable that you can imagine.
Wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Friedemann Chalv. It is such a pleasure to have you on the show. And, congratulations on, your success in reaching people worldwide with this message. We talk about hope on this show a lot, but, this is really our theme for 2013. It is really enthusiasm for life, enthusiasm for, the folks that have come by, like, people such as yourself, that are really doing things to change people's lives. Thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you very much for all your support through this year and in all those years we have been working together. And I know that a lot of what has been happening this year has been happening because you have been instrumental in this. So I will be forever grateful. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. One last question. What's your personal message for folks today? What would you like to leave us with?
Well, it's simply that really enjoy the times that you have with your family, your friends. I really wish you a truly, not just something we say all the time, I wish you really a truly happy and open-hearted holiday season, and a blessed 2013. And I'm looking forward to reconnect again in January.
All right, everyone. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix
of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.